Shulchan asks at the beginning of the parasha. So it says concerning the Machsa Shekel, it says the Ashir lo Yarbe, the rich person can't give more than a Machsa Shekel, Vadal lo Yamit, and the poor person can't give less than a Machsa Shekel. It has to be exact, a Machsa Shekel, it can't be more or less. So the Aruch not the Aruch HaShochot, actually, his son, the Baruch Shamar is. He asked that how could there even be a havamina that the rich guy gives more and the poor guy gives less? The Torah to me may ask the kasha. How could it be a havamina the rich guy gives more and the poor gives less? It's accounting. The point is to count Klal Yisrael. Kisi says Rosh Bnei Yisrael, you're counting Klal Yisrael. So each person gives an amount to count them. If a rich guy can give more, a poor guy can give less, then you can't count. It's obvious you can't give more. You don't know that you need a special pasuk. That would be a pretty weak count. If anybody can give whatever they want, it's arbitrary. So then when you're trying to count up the numbers, of course the count will be off. It seems like an extra pasuk here. You're counting people. You know, it wouldn't take a genius to figure out that nobody should give more. Otherwise, when they add up the number of Klal Yisrael, because of some rich guy decided to give extra, you're gonna add Jews onto the count. Yes. You count a coin by a coin by a coin. I hear what you're saying. We'd have to know that amount. It can't be arbitrary. See, there was no chiv on the rich guy to do it. It says the rich guy in his own can add. If it would say, you go by coins and do what you want, you just go by coins. I hear what Morty's saying. I hear the plan you're saying. What he says, what the Tartamimatain is shot. He says that the usher would add and the poor go less. They go b'shutfis. He said a rich guy and a poor guy would go b'shutfis. He said, we'll add up to one shekel. We're supposed to each give a half a shekel, add up to a shekel. I'll give three quarters, you give a quarter of it. So we'll add up to a shekel, and the count will be two people. We'll go b'shutfis. That's an Aruch HaShulchan learned pshat here. It means rich people and poor people making shutfis here. It's not pash of pshat. And what it would mean, the Torah is saying, even that, I don't want. The usher shouldn't add, the dal shouldn't go less. I don't even want a shutfis like that. It's pshat stam, the Torah Tumimah learns pshat in these psukim. The pasuk by the egel, the pasuk says, "Vayaram ki boishish Moshe l'redes." The saw that Moshe delayed in coming down. B'sheish, the Gemara Darshan said, "Boishish Moshe l'redes min ha'ar." Moshe was late coming down. And the gathered to Aaron, Vayomrei lov, and they said to him, "Come, let us get up. Asei lanu Elohim, let us make a god. Chas v'shalom, let us make a conduit at least to serve Hashem. Asher yelchu l'faneinu." The words "asher yelchu l'faneinu" sound like somebody intermediary. Rachman l'tzlan. Let us make come asei lanu Elohim. This lashon asei lanu Elohim. Rav Hirsch is ma'irich on this point that. All the Sheker religions of the world are man-made religions. All the Shkarim are made, and usually it's made. He says that the Torah is very critical of all our great people. Moshe Rabbeinu makes mistakes, and the Torah is criticized. All our great people, the Avos at times are each criticized. All our great people are criticized because the Torah is made by Hashem. Is made by the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not designed around any person. It's made by the Rabbanu Shalom as perfection. And the avodah of man is to try to strive to this godless, towards perfection. The shkarim of the world are made by people, and they're made, because they're made by people, that person is the perfect person. That person is the perfect person. It's built around that person. It's built around that perfect person. Everybody else is to strive towards, quote-unquote, that perfect person. See, in this pasuk it says, "Kuma say lanu elohim." The people themselves want to make their own idealism. They let us make the elohim. Let us make the religion. It's not, this is just an aside. Whenever I hear mishpacha, when people make their own, I'm not so strong into the ego. Chas v'shalom, it's not the ego. But whenever I hear people making up their own idealism, I get nervous. If I hear a mishpacha, let's say in some mishpachas, just there's a dogma, and it's very good to be healthy, Rabbi Yisrael. You should all eat healthy. It's very important. should eat healthy and shouldn't eat bad. I'm not talking about into a normal degree. But I'm talking about when people make up their mind, you have a mishpacha that decides that in this house they're going to be mishugah about health foods. They're going to be mishugah about health foods. They make their own idealisms. I always say, oh no. Like Baruch Hashem, we have enough from the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have enough from Hashem and enough idealism that's valuable from Hashem, from the Torah. We don't have to invent our own. There are enough important things. People in the world at large have to invent their own mishigasim. They invent it. Why do they invent their own mishigasim? Because people need it. People feel the need to belong to something, to have a religion. So if they don't have the emes, so they make up their own. This guy's religion is, I'm not saying it's bad, I'll pick Kabbalah, there's such a thing. This guy's religion is he doesn't eat meat. It's a mishpacha's religion. It's pashas. Azam shugayim. There's a good. There's tayr. There's tayr semis. There's a good thing to serve. People feel the need to serve, to do, to have an idealism. So they create a mishunah to get idealism. They make their own. We Baruch Hashem, v'chesed Hashem, have the ultimate truth. We have Torah, and in our mishpachas, we could teach our families Torah. We don't have to teach mishigasim. We don't need it. Whenever I see that being done in a family, it's cause for concern. It's cause for concern. You see a family that's all of a sudden, this family helps. I'm not talking about a normal amount. A normal amount, it's good. Talk about, Be'ez Hashem, when you make mishpachas, I say the idealism of your home should be an idealism of Torah. Yeah, Shema Torah, you'll say it's an idealism of a shemartim oides nafshaseichem. It's Torah. So that already, the Messias Hasharim beat you to it. Messias Hasharim says that people go to Mishunadika lengths. He said they go too far in Mishmartim Oid. They go crazy extremes. And he says the Gedder is what's normal in the world. Find what's normal, because it's otherwise Sechsar and Betachin. Vad Hashem protects the person. Mishmartim Oid means not to do something unusual. But if you're doing the usual, don't make yourself crazy. You can make yourself, we only eat from soil in South Australia, because in Australia the soil, all our soil are robbed of nutrients. So you go around calling people that your soil is totally depleted soils, and you're not getting any nutrients, and therefore on South Australia they have a place up there where the land is so fertile and all your food should only be from there. Will you please join our club? Yeah, people, there are so many mishigasim like this. Actually, it's not true. They have all these... We have all these mishigasim. Yeah, it's very important. That's called Masei Lan Elohim. I'm not Tzushat the Egel. That's what people make their own idealism. Baruch Hashem. We don't have to invent this. This one mashal health. There are plenty of Mishunadika idealisms out there. People invent new ideologies, new ideas, new dreams. A lot of the new ideas were invented by Yidden. Socialism. A lot of these things were invented, these new ideals that people said, we're going to do it, okay, all your money's not yours, Apella, even the kibbutzim, which were imitated, I think we're imitating by some form, they were imitating what the Soviet Union had, if I'm not mistaken. The idea of the kibbutz was to imitate such a, but all the ideals, we don't have to invent new idealisms. Baruch Hashem, our ideas, we've hatal recha, kamaicha, kabbis avicha vesimecha, we have a whole Torah full of things to be idealistic about, Baruch Hashem. We don't need kumasei lanu elohim. We don't have to invent. There's no need for a yid to invent his own ideologies. And fakert, it's megareya. Fakert. The altar of Kelm asks that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael is performing egel. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'adaber Hashem u'Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, quickly, soru maher min haderech asher tzvisim, Klal Yisrael has quickly veered off from the derech that I commanded them, and they made an egel masecha, and they're bowing down to it, and they're saying, Rachman al-Slan, Elu alaykecha Yisrael, asher alucha meret Mitzrayim, this is your God that took you out of Mitzrayim. Agav was only shituf. Chazal Darsh Nevav, that they felt it was a shutuf. They weren't denying Hashem, they were saying it was a shutuf chas v'shom. So, they were over Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They were over Shituf. They were Mishtatif. So Hashem says to Moshe, Lech Rei, quickly go down, Ki Shiches Amcha. Your nation has become corrupted. They've gone off the derech. So, and Hashem says to Moshe, Klal Yisrael, Am Kshei Orifu, leave, and I'll destroy them. And Moshe davens to Hashem and says, don't destroy them. Why should Klal Yisrael say, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, remember, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Good. Kitzur advarim Hashem. Then Hashem decides not to kill Klal Yisrael. Vayifen v'yerid Moshe Minhar. So Moshe has been told by Hashem everything that's going on. He says they built an Egel. They're bowing to the Egel. He told them everything they're doing. Moshe Rabbeinu hears this, and Moshe Rabbeinu leaves the mound with the luchos in his hands. And Moshe Rabbeinu starts coming down. When he comes near the machne, it's vayi kasher karabel machne. Moshe Rabbeinu comes near the machne Yisrael, vayaris egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu sees the egel umechayles and the circles. Vayichraf Moshe. Moshe gets angry. Vayashlech miyodav esaluchos. He drops the luchos v'yishabros when he breaks them tachasar. What did Moshe Hashem already told him? What's this delayed reaction? Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. Vayi comes near the machne. Vayichraf Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. He knew already. The Rabbeinu Shalom told him. Then there's no reaction. He davens to Hashem, please save them, please the Rabbeinu Shalom. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes near the machne Yisrael. Vayichraf Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gets very angry. I thought Moshe Rabbeinu knew already. Hashem told him. Hashem told Moshe everything that's happening. And all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu comes near the machne. Moshe Rabbeinu is upset. You see, knew already. Break the luchos. So why you come down to luchos? Say, Hashem, give back the luchos or break them in Shemayim. He brings them down, despite what he heard from Hashem. So what changed? Now he saw something and he breaks the luchos. What changed? The Rebbeinu Shlom told they're doing an egel, and you still were bringing the luchos. Now you see it. Now you break the luchos. You know already. You know good and well already. So the Alter of Kelm time like this. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu everything except one word. He told Moshe Rabbeinu they built an egel. In Pasuk Ches, Perek Lamed Beis, he told them they built an egel, they're bowing to it, they're shechting animals to it, they're saying, Elu Alekech Yisrael. He knew Taka they were serving by the Zara. There's only one word that Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu. That word that Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mechilis, is the circles, the dancing, the Rikudim. He told them about everything, he didn't tell them about the passion. That they're dancing, they're dancing around the eagle. And the Alter of Kelm explained as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu held, they're doing terrible averis. Okay. But they're doing terrible averis. Moshe Rabbeinu held, there's still hope. That with all the averis they're doing, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll come down to Luchos. And I'll give a fiery shmuz. I'll say, Mamish, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll say a shmuz. He was the leader of Klal Yisrael. He said, I'll tell them azah shmuz. That will impact them, the whole thing will be over. Say that, they'll do tshuva. They're doing Averis, but they'll do tshuva. That will be it. I'm going to say everything will be okay. I'll give them the luchos. We'll go weiter. When he saw the passion, the mechilos, when he saw that they're not just doing an Avera, they're already doing it with passion, they're already doing it with full, with all their hergeshim, then he saw that it's impacting them to such a degree, they need something more drastic. Then already he had to break the luchos, vayicharach, then Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. Then already Moshe Rabbeinu had to do something drastic. Then already it's not enough. It's not enough just to Musa Shmuz. He had to break the luchos. Klal Yisrael needed Pasha to be shaken up ready. They needed a tzara ready. The lucha is breaking. To break, they needed something drastic and dramatic because now a Shmuz is not going to help ready. We spoke about this topic a few weeks ago. We spoke about it really 2 weeks in a row about this nekuda, that the avoid of the person is to create a good etzem. All his action, the ikra is action, but all his action is supposed to create a good self. And we spoke how mitzvahs impact the person to have a good etzem. Mitzvahs cause the person to have a good, to become this etzem, to be a good etzem. We said the person who has mitzvah meisim toiv after 120, his etzem, which stays around, is a good etzem. In Shemayim, he speaks nice things, he speaks about good topics, his etzem is good. And the person who Rachmanus Lanu does averus, it hurts his etzem. After 120, you're going to have a person in Shemayim who's going to be cursing away. He knows all the truth in front of the Rebbeinu Shlom, he's going to utter curses. His etzem is going to be bad. And our avoid in this world's perfecter, etzem with meisim toiv. We said then the following concept, that when you do a mitzvah, if there's passion in the mitzvah, the more hergeshim there are in the mitzvah, the more it affects your etzem. If you shake a little of thoughtless, mindlessly, so it affects your etzem very limitedly, in a limited oifen. If you do a mitzvah with passion, it affects the etzem even more. It affects the X-Men. Kafi the passion, kafi the ergeshim, kafi the lishma, kafi the feelings you do in the mitzvah. That's how much it affects the X-Men. Aveir is the same way. If the Aveir is done with a full passion, Rachman Litzlan, it affects the person in a worse way. If it's done with less passion, it affects the person less. We said a few examples of this. Avaliel Lapian says that if somebody's tavach umacher, it says if you steal an animal and you shecht it, you have to pay 4 to 5 times the amount. Depends. If you steal a seh, so you only pay 4 times the amount. If you steal and shecht a shor, you pay 5 times the amount. Why do you pay less for a seh? Because the person had to work hard. When you steal a seh, you have to carry it. So most people, this is Gemara Baba Kama, because the seh is harder to steal, you have to carry it. So most people, the most understood, most famous understanding is, since he suffered embarrassment, the ganav, so the Torah makes him pay less. It's very odd, why is that? If I cared, if anything, he's a worse Russia. He's going, look how far he is, he's such a rush, even despite he gets embarrassed, he has to carry the seh through the street, he still steals. He's a worse Russia. Is the pshat we said from Eli Lapian is that he had less, the Teretz, he had less hana. It impacted him less, he has to pay less. It impacted him less. He has to pay less. The Aveir is not as severe. Because it was hard to do what he did, he wasn't fully Gishmak. He didn't have the full Gishmak, so the Aveir impacted him less. We said another example of this, is that Allah is a lady who's Mizana. If she's a Bishas Erisin, If she's chayif skila, if it's shas nesuin, she gets sayif. So Frezla Akasha, that if she's fully married, she gets a lesser punishment. Skila is more chamer than sayif. So if she's fully married, she's only chayif sayif. She's nesuin, she's only chayif sayif. If she is erisin, she only had kedusha non nesuin, then she's chayif skila. Ipcham establish, be the opposite. If she's fully married, she's b'chayv a worse punishment. She did a worse avera. She's fully married, she had kedushin and a suin. She was mezana. She deserves a worse avera. Where's the svara that she only had erisin? She gets a worse punishment. Again, is the same pshat that if she had erisin, she has more hana and avera. She doesn't feel so guilty. If she had nesuin, the aveira is very tempered. The hana of the aveira is very tempered because the lady feels guilt. She feels she's betraying her husband, so she doesn't have full hana. It impacts her less. The less hana, the less impact. There's a way to do it. Even if Rahman looks like a person trips and does an aveira, the less hana, don't do it with the gishmak. Vaita, this is said in this parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the eagle, he saw the mechaylos. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the passion. He saw their geishim. He said, this so impacted their etzem. No, a shmuz is not enough here, and he broke the luchas. They need something more dramatic. We need something more drastic. Because it's so impacted their etzem that dancing around the eagle, they're doing the eagle's einzach, but it became a whole shita sachayim. They're doing it with if they're doing it, they're crying after Klaus and they're feeling so guilty. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw people doing the eagle, chatzi, chatzi. So Moshe Rabbeinu would say a powerful shmuz. But he sees them doing the mechaylis. He sees them doing it with such hana. Then they need something more drastic. It affected their etzim too much. The Haftarah of Parshas Kisisa. The Haftarah of Parshas Kisisa is a famous story. I think it's Kedai. I want to go into at least 2 points on the Haftarah. Then we'll end back with a word on the Parsha. Then we'll end with the main shtickle I want to tell the Olam on the Parsha. But just to go to the Haftarah first. The Haftarah of Kisisa is the Maisa of Eliyahu at Har Carmel. So I think it's Kedai to go into 2 points on this Maisa. Just the background of the story was the Maisa happened with Eliyahu at Har Carmel. The king of Klai Yisrael's Achav was a Rasha. He was the king of the 10 Shvatim. He was a tremendous, tremendous Rasha. And he was married to a non-Jew, to a guy. He was married to Izevel, who was a tremendous, tremendous Mishanta. She was a tremendously evil person, Izevel. Izevel had all the Nevi'im killed. She killed out the Nevi'im of Klai Yisrael. As far as Izevel and Acham knew, all the Nevi'im of Klai Yisrael were killed, except for a Heilige Jew, who on the outside pretended, he was in disguise, he pretended to be the servant of Achav and Izevel, their private servant. In actuality, he was a Navi himself. His name was Avadia. And Avadia hid away 100 Nevi'im. and he personally supported them. He actually, there's another story in Navi that's related to this, he actually incurred great debt. He went into tremendous debt to support them. When he was Nifter, his wife had no money. That's the story with Elisha filled up her stuff with oil. That's another Maisa. But Kitzvah Advarim, so Avadya supported and hid away 100 Nevi'im. This was the time now. Klal Yisrael at that time went after the Baal. They were serving up like the son of Klal Yisrael. Eliyahu was gazer on Klal Yisrael. Terrible, terrible, terrible decree of no rain. And people, there was a tremendous famine in Klal Yisrael. People were dying in the streets, left and right. For 3 years, there was famine in Klal Yisrael. Eliyahu was gezer. Eliyahu davened to Hashem, there should be no rain. And for 3 years, Klal Yisrael suffered tremendously. Tremendous suffering in Klal Yisrael. There was no rain, there was no food to eat. That was for 3 years. Kitzvah Advarim, at the end of those 3 years, Eliyahu Anavi comes to Avadya. Eliyahu Anavi was hiding all the time because Achman Izevel wanted to kill him. Achman Izevel, he's the one who davened for this famine, so they wanted to kill him. So Eliyahu Anavi was hiding all the time. Finally, Eliyahu Anavi comes out of hiding and tells Avadya, he finds Avadya, and he says, "Tell Achav, I'm ready to meet him," and he calls for the ultimate duel at Har HaKarmel, the famous duel, where he says that, "Let the Nevi Abal, let the Nevi'im of Baal come down, and let Al come down, Eliyahu will come down to Arkham, let all of Klal Yisrael be there, and we'll see who's the right one. We'll both, and the Nevi'i Baal, they put their Avodah Zarahs, the Nevi'i Baal, we'll see who a fire comes down, we'll both put down our animals, and we'll see who Hashem answers, let a fire come down and consume the animals of the one who's the truth. Is Baal true? Chas v'shalom, or is the Avodah Hashem true? And we'll see what the truth is." So this is all in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches. So, if there was more time, but I want to get back to the parasha also, and I want to speak a few things out here. It's Kedai, somebody has time to go through the whole parasha. So there's a lot to say on the whole parasha. I want to focus on two main points. Just the story is famous. The Nevi'i Abals, they put their parim, and they cut it up, and they put it on their Mizbeach, and they start calling out to their God. And they're calling out from morning till night, Aneini, and nobody's answering. They're jumping around the Mizbeach, it's comical, they're jumping on the Mizbeach, and then Eliyahu HaNavi makes Leitzanus. Chazal learns from this, that all Leitzanus is Aser, except Leitzanus Tavay Dezara. Eliyahu HaNavi ranks them out. He says, maybe your God is talking, so he doesn't hear you. He says, maybe he's Sigloi, maybe he's contemplating a thing of Chachma, Sig is Masig, a thing of Chachma. Maybe your God is thinking, so the Baal doesn't hear you. Maybe Viderichle, maybe he's busy with something. Ula Yashenu, maybe he's sleeping, your God. And you have to wake him up, so scream louder. The joke is they listen, they start screaming louder. Funny, desperate people. So they start screaming louder and screaming. They start ripping their bodies apart. Hoping something will happen. Kitzer, they go all day, nothing. Then Eliyahu HaNavi brings 12 stones on Mizbeach. He builds Mizbeach. And he puts 8 on Mizbeach. He cuts up a par, puts it on Mizbeach. And Eliyahu HaNavi describes what he does. He davens Tashem, Aneni Hashem Aneni. He davens Tashem. And an Esh comes out of Shemayim. In front of all of Klal Yisrael, an Esh falls out of the sky. It consumes his karbanos. Vayar Kolam, the whole nation, who is very misupik, is Baal right, is Hashem right. Vayiplap name, they fall on their faces. Vayoyimu Hashem Welikim, Hashem Welikim. They all scream out the Yachad, the Rabbeinu Shlom is the God. Hashem Welikim. All of Klal Yisrael accepts that the Rabbeinu Shlom is right. That's Pachsa Yoser, skipping details, that's the story. I want two diyukim here. One diyuk is, one other diyuk, Eliyahu HaNavi says something to Klal Yisrael that shakes you up. He says to Klal Yisrael as follows, before when they all come together, Har HaKarmel, Vayigash Eliyahu al Kolam, Eliyahu HaNavi approaches all the nation, Vayoyver, and he says to them, Ad Masai Atapaisech al Shnei Sifim, al Shtei Asifim, until when are you guys going to hang on the fence? Sifim means thoughts. Till when are you going to hang on to two thoughts? Klal Yisrael wasn't, there were people in the Abal, and there were the Yechidim, there were 100 Nevi'im hidden away, Yechidim were Eved Hashem. And the majority of Klal Yisrael was Mesopic. They were, I don't know, this way, that way. Eliyahu HaNavi screams at them, Ad Masai Atem Paischem Ashtei Asifim. Until when are you going to hang on both thoughts? What we call sitting on the fence. Until when are you going to sit on the fence? Im Hashem Elokim luchu acharav, if you decide to serve Hashem, go after him. Vim abal, if you decide to baal luchu acharav, go after him. The nation doesn't answer anything. The Malbim explains they talk a word misupik. But Yohan Navi says something stunning. He says, if you go after Hashem, go after him. Im Hashem welikim, if your banishan's truth, l'chu acharav. Vim abal, if the baal's true, l'chu acharav, go after it. What's he telling them? He's saying, if Hashem's true, go after it. If the baal's true, go after it. Why is that better? You're giving Musa to Klai Yisrael. Say, go after the truth, which is Hashem. That's what he says. He says, if Hashem, look, the Lashon of Yohanan Navi is very medayik in his words. He should say, go for truth, which is Rabbeinu Shlom. Doesn't say it. He says, until he gives them Musa. What is his business of, I don't know, hanging on the fence? What is his business of being passive? If Hashem's true, go after him. If the Baal's true, go after him. Isn't it better to sit on the fence than go after Baal? What is this mussar to them? Until when are you going to sit on the fence? The problem is not the sitting on the fence. The problem is they're not going after Hashem. What's this criticism? Until when are you going to sit on the fence? What's this criticism? Rabbi say, they're two types of yidden. Two types of yidden. A person has the yichaylus, really people in general, a person has the yichaylus, it's an amazing yichaylus of a person, he can turn off his brain, he can keep himself busy his whole life and not be a searcher. A person has the ability to not be a searcher, to not be interested in emes, that he can hear the emes and it doesn't move him at all. That's the chaylus of an Adam. He can hear the MS and it doesn't move him at all. What do you do? Turn on the music louder, jog around the block another time, keep busy, just as that I shouldn't think, that I shouldn't have any thoughts crossing my mind. The avodah of a yid is to be a searcher, is to be in, the emes should move him. By Yisrael, it says by Yisrael, Mashmua Shama Uba. What was the news that heard Yisrael to come? Yisrael is a Shama Uba, he hears and he moves. His life's movements are totally what he hears. If he hears a shmuz about Asmada, and it sounds right to him, so he becomes a Masmid. Shama Uba, his actions are connected to what he hears. If something's proven to him, so he acts on it. But a person has the yichaylus to be a person. Yeah, true, not true. I'm not even so interested. You're not interested. Listen, Emes, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not interested. It's an amazing thing a person can be. A person at his perfection, the Gemara Baba Kama is a person is called Tavoyun Boyun, Mave. Baba Kama, Mave is an Adam. The word Mam Tavoyun means a searcher, a seeker. Somebody who's searching, who's seeking. A person by his etzim is called a searcher, according to one pshat anymore. He's by etzim called a searcher. His mahus of a yid is supposed to be a searcher. He's supposed to be somebody who's seeking. He's supposed to be somebody who hears something. I'm looking for truth. What Eliyahu Hanavi tells the people is, you're being paiseh hashnisifim, is the pshat is, how can it be? I'm undecided. The pshat is, I don't care. The pshat is, you're not trachting. Better you're searching, and along the way you try even bad things. If the Baal's true, that's what it looks for you, try it. Better that than Eliyahu knows that if a person's taka searching, it'll come to truth. A Yisrael Yutaka says was even every other desire in the world of Adam, the end is the truth. The truth is good, Nikarim Divrei Emes, the truth will win out. Eliyahu Navi tells the people, if you feel the Baal is true, you go after it, you'll come back one day. But this midah paseh hashnisivim, you'll never discover the truth. If you have the yichaylus to be, passive people. You see, it's interesting to witness bachrim in yeshiva. You can witness bifrat, you're in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes yeshiva for bachrim, that's a more wild place. It's true in any yeshiva in the world. I'm picking an extreme. Sometimes the extreme is easier to hear. You're in yeshiva. It's true in Waterbury and Philly and Riverdale and Long Beach. These yeshivas is true also. I'm picking a more extreme. It's easier. The extreme brings it out better. If you're in a yeshiva, you're in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael where many of Bachar maybe had a wild high school career. Maybe you're not from. not shrum. So you'll look at the yeshiva, and you'll hear a Rebbe will get up. You'll talk about Neveh, and the yeshiva Neveh will get up, give a fiery shmuzim, and you'll see some people stay the same, still running around. The pshat is not that they're looking for truth, they're turned off. They're able just to keep busy, and then there are people who take what they hear and they start changing their lives. They move things around. You told me that the truth's in front of me. I told the bacher, there was a bacher in Heller. Heller was a wild place years ago. And I told the guy, it was the truth. I felt that way. Probably the wildest guy, I had a bunk one summer, probably the wildest guy in the group. I told him, and it was 100% the truth. I wasn't stam, I didn't tell other guys this. I told him, I know you're going to be a tremendously special person. Because when you proved him, he fought like anything. The other guys didn't care. When I spoke to him, I learned with Ilan. He used to fight with me. Fight cats and dogs, he fought with me. He used to argue. He troubled his mishpacha. I'm going to go into the arichos of the mishpacha. Had shita's day is wrong. But this bacher used to fight cats, and I told him that the emes, it bothers you, you want to know the truth. He was interested in the truth. And he would fight, and if you'd prove it to him, he'd say, you proved it, you're right. If you proved him, he had to wear film, he put on film. Till then he didn't. But if you proved him, you proved, but he would fight, it could be a 2-week fight. At the end of the 2 weeks, we went to McCurse, he wanted to see, and he would invent crazy coolers. He was pashat, he was stubborn, he would fight. He would invent things, he is a very, 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 very bright guy. It's a big credit for Kleisus. He's a special Eved Hashem today. He's a very bright guy, Mishunadik bright. But he would fight and argue, and even in coolness, he would try to, you'd say, what do you mean? You have to go on film. He would say, maybe he was this cool and that guy spoke to this, he would speak to modern Orthodox, he would speak to rabbis, don't ask. And he would fight everything out. But at the end, you proved it, it was proven. At the end of the day, it was proven, that's it. He went to the next morning, we had film on. I remember I got him to say, Maidim Derabanan. We had a whole vikuach. Then he said, Maidim, he called me during the year that I say Maidim Derabanan every day. He had a big vikuach about Maidim Derabanan. Then the Chazar Sashat, the Maidim, he said, he was gewaldig, he was interested. I told him always, and it's pashut, that's what happened. Today he's a chash of a chash of a ben Torah. He's grad in Philadelphia, medical school, a chash of a ben Torah. Fine ben Torah, he's been here for Shabbos already. Once or twice. He's a festive entire, real solid entire. He's in medical school in Philadelphia. A credit to the Kleisol. I should have credit the guy. Real bentire. Full bentire. He loves learning. He's good at learning. He sits and learns. He has rebellion. He's an eyes in the person. Very special person. But I knew right then he was interested in Emes. There was a bikush for Emes. He wasn't Basir. Good. At that point, Emes wasn't Baratim. There are times you have to work for it, you're fighting for it, you're trying to get clarity, but it's an interest in emes. And on the other, you can have people uninterested in the truth, you can tell them the truth, oh, I'm just not interested in that right now. It's amazing that a person can be that way. It's amazing that Hashem made it, that's Bechira. Without it, there wouldn't be any Bechira. It's amazing Hashem made a person the ability not to be interested in emes. Like I say over very often, I said over on the parasha, but during the Makkos, after all the Makkos, it says that the Makkah of Barad, if you leave your animals outside, Barad's going to get you. But if you bring the animals in, your animals will be beseder. And you have people who left the animals outside. And the Lashon of the Pasuk is, the Yari Dvar Hashem brought the animals, the one who feared Hashem brought it inside. And Asher Loisam Libri El Dvar Hashem left it outside. The one who was Loisam Lib, who just chose to be numb. He chose to be numb. The Loisam Leib, the Bar Hashem, the one who chose to be numb, he leaves the animals outside. The person has Yecholus, it's a Pella. It's a Pella, the person has Yecholus. Rai Peres says on a tape, a very powerful tape, he says that he once was in a hospital, Pashin, in a ward that was for people, I think if I remember correctly, it was a Maisi Shoyd, it wasn't visualizing, I think he was once in the hospital, and it was a place where people were unconscious, it was, I think, post-surgery room, and people were unconscious, and he said he had the hergish, if you would scream as loud as you want, nobody would wake up, they're unconscious. He said he had the hergish of the shofar blowing. The shofar, they're supposed to say, Yishayim Mimashin Aschem, wake up! And he wonders, he says, sometimes if we're unconscious, if we're a little uncomfortable, that we can't even hear that all the shofar blow doesn't wake us up. Our avoid is not to be unconscious. Not to be paseach al shteisiv, not to be people to turn ourselves on. That the truth interests us. That if it can be proven to us, we act on it. That now you can prove, you can hear the best shmuz, you can hear the best truth in the world, and still be the same. Oh, that's the truth. Oh, no, we're interested in them. We want to lead our life according to the truth. We want to lead our life. We're very interested. Let's hear the truth. Let it be proven to us. Let us decide the truth. Let us decide where we're supposed to run after life. And let's do it fully. That's how Eliyahu HaNavi yells to people. The question of Ali Musri, it's a lot of his kasha. Is Eliyahu HaNavi davens to Hashem that there should be starvation for 3 years. There's 3 years of starvation. After the 3 years of starvation, Eliyahu calls this famous confrontation at Har Carmel, where the truth is proven with Ne'am Ve'eda, and Klal Yisrael says, Hashem Welikim, Hashem Welikim, all of Klal Yisrael realize the truth. Friends of Kasha, why did you avoid a lot of deaths and a lot of pain to Klal Yisrael? Instead of 3 years of starvation, do it right away. Instead of 3 years of starvation, do it right away. Right away, forget all the 3 years of starvation. Call a confrontation of Klal Yisrael. Call this confrontation between the Nevi'a Baal and the Yo at our Carmel on day number one. Call the confrontation, and then everybody will see the truth. They'll all say, Hashem Elikim. What does Klal Yisrael need? 3 years of suffering. For 3 years is immense starvation and suffering. After 3 years of suffering, finally Eliyahu HaNavi says, okay, it's time to do something about this. He calls the confrontation at our Carmel. Klal Yisrael sees the truth. Avoid all the suffering. Right away, day number one, you see people going after the Baal, after the Nevi'a Sheker, call the confrontation at Har Carmel, and Beseder. So, Rav Eli Lapian says, this happens not to be on the Parsha, but Rav Eli Lapian Tain is like this. He says that if they would have been the confrontation right away, mamish the same var with Tiny, this Admasa at the Pesach HaShnei Sifim. He says if Klal Yisrael would have had the confrontation right away when they're living in the lap of luxury, everybody is with their car, they would all pull up to Har Carmel on their Porsches. Klal Yisrael come together, and people would drive up in their fancy cars, and what they're interested is, they're lost in Gashmias, they're overwhelmed by all their Gashmias, their fancy houses, they'd all come in tuxedos. Tyre Carmel, eating, you know, holding their steaks in one hand, you know, they're eating their steaks. And Eliyahu HaNavi would prove the emes, and you'd have a fire come down in the Shemayim. Then there would have been a different voice. They would have said, Hashem Elikim. They would have said, Hashem Hu Elikim, pressing the meat, driving their Mercedes. They would have said, yeah, God's the truth. Yeah, definitely. With their feet up on the couch watching TV, yeah, God's true, it's true. It's true. He says that they would have been so, if the person is so lost in Gashmias, and so lost at the running after all his taivas, you could show him the same vert. You could show him the truth. He says, it's taka true. Taka true. Hashem Elikim. It's taka true. Okay. Next show. That's what he says. Klai is only 3 years, Pasha of Musa, 3 years of Shmuzim, 3 years of not having their taivas. They needed 3 years of being separated from their taivas. Hard years of starvation, years of pasha, not being able to run after all their desires, going away from all their taivas. Then they were shown the truth. They were able to say Hashem Elikim, with full conviction, with the ability to commit to that which they saw. But if they would have been living, with all their taivas, doing all the various they're doing, they wouldn't have had the conviction. They would have seen the truth, but they wouldn't have had the conviction to go after what they saw. That's where Eli Lapian learns why they needed the 3 years of starvation first. Back to the parasha. I want to end with the following shtickle. It's straight out of the Lev Eliyahu. This is his shtickle on Parashas Kisisa. I feel it's kedai to say over the shtickle. It's from Yisrael Salanter. And he's explaining the pasuk that Hashem says to Moshe by the Egel. Hashem says to Moshe, when Klal Yisrael is before me in the Egel, he says, Lech Reid. Hashem apparently looks like Hashem kicks him out of Shemayim. He says, go! Leave, go down, go to Klal Yisrael. And the Shailas, we saw Salanter wanted to know, what was Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu when he told him to leave, Lech Reid, to go down to Klal Yisrael? I'll read the pasuk. Lech Reid, go down. Leave. Moshe Rabbeinu was up with Hashem. He says, go down. Kishicheis amcha, asher elisa meretz Mitzrayim. So, Rabbi Yisrael wanted to know what was going on there. So he says the following shtickle. The whole thing's not, Eli Lapian is adding on to Rabbi Yisrael's heart. And he says as follows. Eli Lapian says as follows. He says, in Vayikra Rabbah, there's the following medrash. The pasuk is a pasuk in Kehelas. And the pasuk says, my Yisrael la'adam, what is the gain to man, b'chol amolai, in all his work, she'amotach Hashemesh, that he works under the sun. And the pasuk and the medrash says in Vayikra, the medrash says as follows: Reb Levi Omer, Levi says, what hanah do people have in their mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim? It's enough that I give them the sun. So he's teaching the word. Listen to the teach of the pasuk: My Yisrael Adam, what's left over? Yes, sir. What's left over to man in all his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim? Tachas Hashemesh. That's more than getting the sun. Where is left for Schar Nevum Habrab, I say? Hashem shines the sun for us. What's left over? What do we deserve more? We get the sun, we get food, we eat all well. What Schar is left for Nevum Habrab? Ma Yisrael Ma'adim Chol Shuyamo Tachs Hashemesh. What's left over? That's what Levi says. There's nothing left over. It's enough that I give them the sun. There's nothing, there's no Schar, there's no, of all their mitzvah, ma'asim tovim, there's nothing left over for Schar. Then the Rabbanan say, that's Reb Levi. The Rabbanan say on Tzadikim, here's his on Yesh Lebriyos. Reb Levi says, Mahana Yesh Lebriyos. The Rabbanan say, Mahana Yesh al Tzadikim. What Hana do the Tzadikim have? They have mitzvah, ma'is, and toifim. It's enough that I give them, it's enough that I'm going to be Mechadish Pneyim, that I give them Olam Haba. They don't deserve any extra credit. They're going to get paid back fully. They don't deserve credit. They're going to get Olam Haba. There's nothing left after Olam Haba for them. That's what. So Levi says on the regular people, they have nothing left more than Olam Haza. And on Tzaddikim, they have nothing left more than Olam Haba. It's enough. I'm going to be Mechadish their Pneim. It's going to look like the sun in their face. I'm going to give them a shine. They're going to have a shine to their face. It's enough Olam Haba I'm giving them. He quotes the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, Minim Abay, says as follows. It says, Tu Pesukim in Tillim. In Kapitel Nun Zayin in Tillim, it says, Ki Godol Ad Shamayim Chasecha. Your Chesed is great until the heavens. Pesukim in Tillim Nun Zayin. In Kapitel Kuf Ches, it says as follows, Ki Godol Me'al Shamayim Chasecha. Your Chesed is higher than the heavens. It's a Stirim Pesukim. In what part says, Ad Shamayim Chasecha, until the heavens is your Chesed? In Kapitel Nun Zayin. And in Kapitel Kuf Ches, Ki Godol Me'al Shamayim Chasecha. Your Ches is greater than Shamayim. It's a Stirim Pesukim. So the Gemara Pesachim, Nunam and Beis, asks this Kasha. And the Gemara says as follows. If a person does Lishma, so then it's Me'al Shamayim Chasecha. If it's Shaloi Lishma, it's Ad Shamayim. Pirush. What's the Pshat? If Al Shemayim, the top of Shemayim, the top of this world, Olam Hazeh. If somebody serves Hashem Lishma, Hashem's Chesed is higher in this world, it goes to Olam Haba. If somebody serves Shalai Lishma, then he only deserves Schar Ad Shemayim Chasdecha, until Shemayim Olam Hazeh. If he serves Shalai Lishma, Schar Zeh Olam Hazeh. If he serves Lishma, Schar Zeh Olam Haba. It's Be'emes, it's a Rabban. The Rabban al Chumash says that your Kaveh is Schar. If a person wants Olam Hazeh, Schar gets Olam Hazeh. If he wants Olam Haba, gets Olam Haba. So, the person who serves Shalai Lishma, Schar Zeh Olam Hazeh. Just say yes, things are good for him, Olam Hazeh. The sun shines for him. He has food, he eats. And the person who serves Lishma, his Schar Zeh Olam Haba. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. The Rebbe is the way of Yehuda Fiyan is teaching up the Gemara. He says a mashal of the tzaddik. He says, Rebbe Yehuda Fiyan brings the following mashal of the tzaddik. He says that somebody hires a worker, and the worker lives very far away from the balabais. So he says, the balabais says, I don't want you to go home for lunch. It takes too much time up. If every time you go home for lunch, you're going to miss a lot of work. So I'll feed you, and I'm not going to subtract it from your salary. I'll give you drinks and food. If you ever had workers, I had workers, they run to 7-Eleven every 3 minutes. I would rather, I'll give you your drinks. I won't come out of your salary and stay at work instead of running to 7-Eleven every 5 minutes. So avada, if they give them those food and drink you give them, you're giving for your own sake. Avada, you're not going to subtract from their salary. The muscle of the baseball player who gets his bats and his balls and his gloves, they don't subtract from his salary. He needs it to play the game. The tzaddik who serves Hashem Lishma is not subtracted anything in his Olam Haba before he gets in Olam Hazeh. He's serving Hashem Lishma. The one who's serving Shaloi Lishma, so you're not really an Evid, you're not a full Evid Hashem. You're serving Shaloi Lishma, so you get a drink. Hey, of course, so you walk into a store, of course you. You get this, so you know how much it costs for God to move the sun? Very expensive. God puts up the sun, gives you food. It's very expensive. You'll see what I'm getting it. When people hear these things, it's Mishinit Masad Marim Simcha. I'm not making a rebuy of Simcha. We all hear these things. our hearts drop. Don't worry, we're gonna Rabbi Said Mishnah Marvin Basimcha, we're gonna give a defense in a second. There's a defense here. There's an answer here. Pashat is like, I saw this, I said, okay, Olam Haba, Chas V'Shalom, you get nervous about your whole Olam Haba. Hold on 1 second. Our Olam Haba isn't good, we all have tremendous Olam Haba. You'll see in 1 second. We'll see in 1 second. So these are all the Chazal. Now, the parent is the Amayin Am, doesn't have Olam Haba. Chas V'Shalom, that's what it appears. We know Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chir Olam Haba. How's that? If you don't serve Hashem Lishma, she's a very lofty darga. So the truth is, we serve Hashem sometimes Lishma. Lishma is not all or nothing. I spoke to Gedolim about this. I went around there to Israel. I was very confused about this idea of Lishma. And what I came out is, we serve Hashem, we have times of Lishma. But certainly Olam Haba is limited. And that's B'nai Aliyah, those that aren't B'nai Aliyah, us, we serve Hashem sometimes Lishma. What's that? Noi Lam Haba? So listen to this. Now, there's another Chazal towards this point, that a person shouldn't have Olam Haba. It says, it's a pasuk again in Kehelas, Kol Omal Adam Lepiyu. And again, Chazal Darshan in the Medrash, that all the work that a person does is only enough for the Hevel that it's Yotzei Mitarech Piv. Fight the Poel Mahazah. The following is the Eitzah, how we're going to give all of Klai Yisrael Olam Haba, and then I'm going to show you Chazal say this different times. If Eli Lapid had a Klai Yisrael get Olam Haba, if you don't serve Lishma, it's used up by the sun coming up. All that we have in Olam Haza. The following is the plan, and if you think this is cute, there are a lot of Chazal that are right to this, and it's an amazing insight. And the following is the plan. The plan is as follows. There's a halacha, it's a sugya in Baba Kama, Zenen of Zeloi Chasar. And what's the halacha, Zenen of Zeloi Chasar? You put it in Tashlumen. Zenen of Zeloi Chasar is put it in Tashlumen, and as follows. Since there are tzaddikim in the world, that tzaddikim in the world, kivan shat tzaddikim v'olam, and to them the sun is supposed to shine. Without it, then they don't have to pay for it. It's not a problem that we have another tzaddik doesn't lose. We're allowed to have anam mimela from the tzaddik, and it doesn't ruin our star. Because we can have anam agav the tzaddik. The sun shines for the tzaddik. Mimela yid could also have anam. The simple Jew is not a tzaddik, who serves shalai lishma could also have anam. The sun is there for the tzaddik, and for him it doesn't detract from his cheshbon. For him it's simply what he needs to serve their b'nai shalaylam. That's the sun for the tzaddik. The Yisrael, the Jew, the Sersha Laila Shema can also have the sun, Agad the tzaddik. And it won't detract from his Olam Haba, from his Schar. I'm going to show you Chazal like this. This is one Chazal. The Gemara in Brachas is Zayin Medez. It says, Kol Laila Kula Nizam Bishvil Chanina Bni. The whole world is fed because of Chanina, my son. The whole world gets its Hana for Chanina, my son. That's the Pshat and Chazal. The whole world gets fed. How don't they use up their star? The Teretz is Chanina v'ni deserves to be fed. So all the grains, Amar b'mishvil, I'm good. I give some extra grains. I don't know how much Chanina is going to need. So I give a ton of grains, Dr. Ben Shalom. The rest of the world can take Agav Chanina v'ni. And on his cheshbon. So we can retain our zchusim because of the tzaddik. We only agad the tzaddik take our zchusim. Another pasuk, it says, it says soiv dover akol nishma selkim yorei, the end of Kehelas. Ves mitzvois of shmarki zeh kol adam. And Chazal say, kol la'olam kula le'nivre le'tzavos l'zeh. The whole world was only created to help the tzaddik. He brings a beautiful Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos to Arichas. I won't read the whole thing. The part I want to read is he says that a person has a beautiful house. You see a guy, you'll pass by a yid, who has a gorgeous house. You know, the Rambam says this. You know why the house is created? Because one time, why does the guy have the house? Because one time he has a tzaddik who stays overnight in his house. It's a beautiful, stunning house. And one time, a tzaddik ate a soot in his house. His whole house was given for that. So Ibizayit doesn't take away his schar. You say, how does she eat that? By the Mabu, yes, it's a beautiful house. The Torah says your whole house created for that one time that tzaddik ate there, or slept there. The one time, I know a Yid, a very wealthy Yid, is a tzaddik in his own right. But I know a Yid who has a pool, and he loves him gedolim. Rebelsky swims in his pool. His pool was great. Rebelsky's Ibizayi. How does he have a little harbor left? He has a pool. The terrace is the tzaddik uses it. And the tzaddik, it's not Megarei in his cheshbon. He served, the tzaddik who serves Lishma, it's not Megarei in his cheshbon. So Ibizayi, this person has left for Ilam Haba. This is Rav Eli Yapiyan, Rav Yisrael says, I'm going to show you, Rav Yisrael and Rav Eli Yapiyan, Shnei Gedolim says, the other Chazal, let me read you more Chazal on this, towards this point. Another Chazal, this is Isaac, Rav Yisrael Slanter said this one, this is unbelievable. Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, Tzadi Tesmud Beis, this is Gevaldik. The Gemara says, Ha'oimer, somebody who says, Mayahani Lon Rabbanan, what did the rabbis help me? What did they do for me? He's sitting in his corner, you ever heard this much? He's sitting in his corner learning, what does he do for me? Mayahani Lon Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do for me? Achon, you ever heard people say this? What did the Rabbanan do? What did they help me? Ein loy chelik loy l'maba. Gemara, he has no chelik l'maba. Frekta b'Yisrael Salanter Eisen. There's another Gemara in Chelik in Sanhedrin. The Gemara is like this. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisrael. Listen to them. There's another Gemara which says, somebody who says Ein Tchiyas HaMesim, Minat Torah doesn't get Tchiyas HaMesim. Why? Mida keneged Mida. Simple. That's the Gemara. You deny Ein Tchiyas HaMesim, Peseder. You won't get Tchiyas HaMesim. It's the Gemara. So that makes sense. You want Tchias Mason, you deny Tchias Mason, you don't get it. What's here? If you say the Rabbanan don't help, then you don't get Olam Haba. Has no kesher. You deny that Rabbanan don't help, you don't get Olam Haba. But Shaykhus, you shouldn't have Rabbanan maybe, but you lose Olam Haba. Lefi, kolam isbayer, lefi, what's coming out, Rabbi say, Aizen of Shaf. This is like, Leilu Leila. This is Mishnah Tzadim Ar Misimcha. If this is true, Rabbi Isai, so it's eyes in the Midah Keneged Midah. If the Rabbanan are the ones that entitle us to Olam Haba, if they, because they, the sun went up for the Tzaddik Yisoy Olam. But that's the terminology, Tzaddik Yisoy Olam, he's the foundation of the world. It's not Sama Guzma, he's the Yisoy Olam. Because the whole world was for him. Kol Olam, that's the Medrash, at the end of Koyelis. Ki Zeh Kol Adam, Kol Olam, the world was created for everybody to come to be with this guy. Your house is created so this guy can come in. The one who says, what's the pshat? He doesn't understand that all his only entitlement to Olam Hazeh is because they're Rabbanan. He doesn't understand that. So Olam, okay. So for you, Midah Keneged Midah, it's for you. The Rabbanan don't help you. The son's for you. The person has no Olam Haba. Now what's left for him? My Yisum Adam. Now there's nothing left for him. Tachas Hashemesh. So his Maisim time was just used up by the sun rising. If he understands, no, the sun rises for the tzaddik. Stem the Seder. It's interesting that my cousin was walking behind Zamay Sishaya, was walking behind Rav Shalom Shvadran and Rav Shalom Zalman Orof. They used to walk home hand in hand every Friday night from shul. They were cousins and very close. They used to walk hand in hand from shul. My cousin walked behind them and it was a hot day and a breeze blew. And I don't remember who turned to first. They both said it to each other. They said, one said to the other, that breeze was definitely for you. And I said, no, it's for you. This part, the breeze, we don't use up a sky. You serve Lishma, the breeze was for you. We didn't lose any sky from the breeze. We still, everything's left intact for Elam Abba. So that's what he learns. The Midah Keneged Midah, another Chazal, which is Mamash Lehed. It's Kemad Open Rebbe in the Yonah. This whole part. It says there were 10 Deiros from Noach and Avram, and to teach us it's a mission in Avos, Parakei Mishnah Beis. There were 10 Deiros from Noach and Avram to teach us how Hashem holds is slow to anger. Shekola Deiros Hayimachisin Ubayim. Every Deir was getting Hashem angry. At Shabba Avram, the Kibul Allah V'Schar Kulam. He was Mekabel on himself all their schar. What does that mean? You could learn Shar, but Yonah doesn't learn the way that he got their schar, but it doesn't say he got their schar. He was mekabel on himself all their schar. To which of Yisrael was mazvi the same word. They would have Ramavit, all those dairis, all the Reilam Hazesh, they weren't viceless, they weren't a sufficient tzaddikim. So all those dairis, all their schar should have been used up. Any good deed they served Shaloi Lishma should have been used up. But because it was the preparation for Avram, all the Reilam Hazesh, you could say, was a chatimsa to get to Avram Avinu. All the food they got was just to keep him alive to get to Avram. It was all a preparation for Avram Avinu. Oy Bazoi says, all their schar, All their schar, they were able to retain their schar l'mabah based on Avraham Avinu's back. The same word. That's what Yisrael said, the same word in that Mishnah Avos. He goes on to explain other Chazal. He explains other Chazal, what does he say? But what comes out, Rabbi, what comes out at the end of the day is the tzaddik entitles. The tzaddik entitles the people to keeps the people alive. Pasha tzaddik yisod olam. He keeps us getting our olam haba intact. Zokta b'sol salantu. That's shot in this week's parsha. When Hashem says to Moshe, Klal Yisrael sinned, lech raid, kishiches amcha. So Yisrael said as follows, that it wasn't Hashem kicking him out of Shemayim. It was midas harachmim. Kach amar Hashem yisparach Moshe. So said Hashem said to Moshe, since Klaisel did averus, they made an egel, if you stay in Shemayim, you won't count in the cheshvan of Klai Yisrael. You won't be able to protect Klai Yisrael. The tzaddik amongst us protects us. He protects us, the tzaddik amongst us. And no real to be machriel l'kav z'chus. Therefore, go down and be mitzarek them. And when your z'chuyos will help them, and the world will be able to judge l'toiva. Your z'chuyos help the world. The world will be down, I'll be able to down the world z'chuyos. That's why he said, leich reik yishich esamcha. Not to give them a musa shmuz. Rabbi Yisrael learned to be included amongst them, so your z'chuyos will protect them. That's the shtickle. That's the shtickle. I think it's important. It's a whole shtickle turn. If somebody wants to borrow my level, you know, to see this, I skip some chazal. But the nekuda to bring out the stam is the effect that tzaddikim have on us. The effect tzaddikim, to appreciate tzaddikim. I spent over Shabbos with Yitzhak Rabinowitz's his family. So I spent, he has uncles. It's I feel in a way it's being lost in our dirt. Something we have to return in our dirt. It's something that's very much being lost, and I think we have to bring it back. I spent time with Yitzchak's uncles, old time Yidden. I felt that one Yid has Rav Yaakov Galinsky. Tzadik Eretz, whenever he comes to America, stays by an uncle. And the whole Shabbos he was telling me Vartim for Rav Yaakov Galinsky. He'll drive across the world for Rav Yaakov Galinsky. He told me many, many Vartim. I have a whole storage house of Vartim. The three I liked best, but he told me stories and Vartim. I have a whole. It's Hashem, I ran out of information for Ezzy. I have new things for Ezzy just from spending a Shabbos. But this Yid Pashat is Shoyse Vitzama as Dvarav. He loves Rav Yaakov Galinsky and he relishes. He told me Meisim and he takes care of him. Rav Yaakov comes, anything in the world he could do for him, he does for him. And it's like a more old time Yid would like this, what it meant to Tzaddik. What Rav Yaakov Galinsky comes to him, a drive man here, there, the appreciation of a Tzaddik. I think it's something we have to bring back. I think it's something we have to appreciate. What it means, you had a chasta of Aaron Shecht. I'm not going to Gedolim. What it means a gadol. What it means a tzaddik. To appreciate a tzaddik. To try to have a shaykh to speak to a tzaddik. I think it's something we have to bring back the appreciation of a tzaddik. I think it's something very important. It's not, I don't know why an American kid, our heroes are, that's Joe DiMaggio. I'm not so old. Our heroes are Don Mattingly. Our heroes are more. Now I show no age, I'm really. But our heroes are stupidities. It's important to bring back this Yisoid, that Tzaddik's the Yisoid Olam. The Tzaddik holds up the world. The Tzaddik does for me and you. He allows us to get in Mahaba. It's Olam Menorah to think about. And the Tzaddik, the other word we saw, the Tzaddik helps the whole world, changes the judgment of the world. The world, the whole America, why isn't America destroyed? I think on the radio a lot now they're speaking about the rights movement and six Zachen that are being mocked there. So why isn't America, Narega, America destroyed? Because we have tzaddikim in America. You see in Sidaim, America has chesed, but there's such vicious also, the rights movement. I don't want to speak it out. There's such sickness in America. How does it stays on the we have tzaddikim? You see, even Sidaim, Avraham Avinu Dan and Hashem said, if they'll be tzaddikim, I'll save the whole Sidaim. They save our lives, tzaddikim. Tzaddikim keep us alive. They keep us in the Olam Hazeh alive. Leich rei, Moshe, go down the klais of Yeshichei Samcha. They keep the people alive with their chosim. They give us Olam Haba. They give us Olam Hazeh, the tzaddikim. We have to love tzaddikim and value tzaddikim and appreciate tzaddikim. That was a meet that was spoken a little about at Shaya's yard site. That was spoken a little about his appreciation for tzaddikim, for gedolim. That's what he spoke about. That's what he valued. We have to bring this back. Our push has to be brought back. I feel we're B'nai Aliyah, we get together often to speak in Yanei Aliyah. I think, Baruch Hashem, I feel here as I'm a tremendous B'nai Aliyah. We could bring back certain Yiddish Zachim, we could bring back this Nekuda of appreciating the Tzaddik, of valuing the Tzaddik. Not for a thing in himself. Avada, the Tzaddik leads us towards the service of Hashem. But to appreciate the tzaddik, to appreciate what the tzaddik does for Klal Yisrael, what a gadol, to appreciate our gadolim, what Rav Steinman does for me, and he gives us a olam haba, Rav Steinman. The sun goes up for him, and maybe we can be nenu also, zenen of zelay chaser. Appreciate the tzaddik. I think it's something that's so lacking in our generation and in previous generations. He asked Shmuel about your father. What is your father about tzaddikim? His father would drive across Kano. It was much more in earlier days. I know my grandma. If the Rav said jump off the roof in a second, she would ask which roof do you want me to jump off? Pasha, these are true things. It wasn't previous diaries, it was the Yiddish Zach, the appreciation of Gedolim, of Tzaddikim. No, we have to come back to this also, the appreciation of Gadol. Not for a thing in itself, Chas v'Shalom, we worship only the Rebbeinu Shalom. But to lead us towards the Rebbeinu Shalom, to appreciate who our leaders are, to have the right leaders, the right role models, to appreciate Gedolim. To me, over Shabbos, the experience Yidnu with such appreciation for Tzaddikim. This Yid Walsh has told me, Yaakov Galinsky, and I stayed by another one of Yitzhak's uncle, all Shabbos was talking about Shmuel Birnbaum. He showed me pictures, he was in his house. That was like the biggest zach. Shmuel was in my house. Show me pictures of Shmuel. He gave me a picture of Chaim Knievsky that he had taken himself. He didn't take it, he had somebody take it. Picture of Chaim Knievsky. The appreciation, what it means a Tzaddik, what it means a Gadol. It's a beautiful thing, and I think we have to be mechazik in this area. And you have a tremendous chizuk in this area to appreciate tzaddikim, appreciate gedolim, to understand their value. To chasham not people say my hani rabban, if I care to say a hani v'hani, they help and they help. And through the appreciated gedolim, what will happen is we'll follow their roles, we'll follow their lead. They serve the Rebbeinu Shalom, we'll imitate them and serve the Rebbeinu Shalom in the same way they serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not as an ends for itself. It's not an ends. Some mitzvah are ends. It's not an ends in itself. It's a means when if we value Gedolim properly, the result is when people just value Gedolim and it stops there, that's not worth either. The result will be we value the Gedolim properly, we'll also end up being Shais Mitzvah as the Rebbeinu, we'll listen to their words. And their words are, listen to what they're saying, we'll listen to their messages. Their messages are certainly one of serving Hashem. Serving Hashem, believe Shalim, so we'll talk and follow their roles in Shabbos. Amazing, huh?